Good evening. Some of you are out there. I'm excited to be here just to tell you some of the things that are happening at the MTC. And obviously, I can't tell you everything, but God has been doing good things over the past year, and we're very grateful for what he's been doing. We're excited about what's happening there. And I want to say thank you from all of the MTC team. I want to say thank you to you for what you all are contributing to the MTC. As we look back over the years, we've spent times, meetings like this, praying for finances for a building. We've been praying for workers. We've been praying for a host of things. And where we are today, we want to say thank you because of you all, we are where we are. First of all, because of what God has done, but God works through people. We're grateful for the way that you prayed with us for all of these things. You prayed with us and for us individually as workers, and we really feel those prayers. When we're in difficult things, which we have a few difficult challenges occasionally at the MTC, or just when we're in busyness of life, we feel the prayers that you all are praying as intercessors, praying for us as workers. We're grateful for that, and we want to say thank you. At a financial level, I want to say a huge thank you to the way that you've contributed to the general fund over the last year. The MTC is at a very healthy place financially. I'm not going to give a financial report tonight. I'll do that on Saturday at the business session. But we don't need your money. We do need your prayers, and we need more help. But we're here tonight to say thank you, and we're not asking for money, but we want you to keep praying for us. The MTC is at a very healthy place financially, and we're grateful for that. Some of that is because of your donations. Some of that is just because of the interest that is there in MTC. We've had a lot of people come through over the last year. I didn't count it up exactly. I should have. But I would like to show you some pictures that Jesse put together. He was not able to be here this evening, but he put together some pictures, and I would like to show a few of those, focusing on our long-term orientation and our World Outreach Weekends. We start each day of our long-term orientation off with a time of worship. This fall, LTO, we had 25 students. I'll show you a picture of those in a few moments. But it was a full classroom, and showing there we had good interaction from the students in class. We had good teachers that were there, at least one new teacher that we had. Some of you remember Brother Dan Ziegler that was here at convention a few years ago. He came and taught Anabaptism as Worldview three class periods, and it was a real blessing. So I was really excited that he was able to do that. I plan to have him come back again this spring. Our students, a couple Sundays, will have their own church services. This particular service was at one of the local parks. They're doing a Bible study and times of singing together as a group. One of the challenges that we've had with sending students out into the community to visit community churches is it hasn't been easy the last year and a half. So we've had more of them doing more of their own services in the parks or something like that, like this one here. Outreach is a huge part of LTO, and I love this picture because it includes children in outreach. And I'm saying, what better place to raise your family than in a place of ministry? Start them out when they're young, and people will take tracks. I say people take tracks from a little girl like that, probably 3 or 4 to 1 over taking one from me. Franklin, one of our interns, is talking with a young man here in the train station as well. We have cross-cultural activities. I wish this was a video. It's not. You can see Jesse is on the side there with a smile on his face. It's simulating two groups of people trying to communicate cross-culturally, and it can be kind of amusing for me watching. It can be kind of frustrating for them sometimes. We have team-building activities, trying to share the importance of working together as a team. And hopefully, if we do our job well, Dee and I will have fewer challenges on the field with teams as teams work together well. Not just Dee and I, but other organizations have sent their workers as well. This is a picture of our fall LTO student group and the locations where they were headed off to. They represented 6 different mission organizations. And to me, that's really exciting because other organizations are catching the vision that Brother Allen and Brother Bob had 25 5 years ago or 20-some years ago for preparing workers for ministry. And I'm excited that other organizations are catching on with that as well. Last year, we hosted 9 World Outreach Weekend groups. We have a time of class input for them, giving them some tools that they can use in ministry, times of outreach. This particular group went and visited a Buddhist temple in our community. They were able to interact with Thai Buddhist monks, hear their worldview, ask some questions, have dialogue back and forth. And the goal is that it equips our students to help them to know how to share the gospel with Buddhist people more effectively. We have some cross-cultural simulations with them sometimes as well. It can be interesting to watch. As I was looking at this picture, this is mealtime on the second floor, I was reminded again of how grateful I am for our building. We love squeezing people in New York. That's very common for us. But the reason I'm so grateful for our building is this would be almost impossible if we were still renting and we had to worry about tenants above us or tenants below us and a landowner who is not a believer and is not really liking what we're doing. So again, when I saw this picture yesterday, I was like, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to God and thank you to you and to everyone else who's contributed over the years and allowed us to be in this building. Time of outreach in the train station as well. It's encouraging to me when I hear feedback from the groups. And almost every group, I hear a few people, even though they're there just for a weekend, they'll say, this changed my life. And one that I like about the best, I may have shared it here a few years back, but a young man said, and as near as I can remember his words were, he said, I've always been a talkative guy, but I've been afraid to share my faith. And being here this weekend gave me the confidence that I needed and the tools that I needed to share my faith effectively. And I, in my conversation with him, he had shared the plan of salvation with 4 different people in a span of about 2 hours being out on the street. And to me, I'm like, that's what that particular program is about. It's getting them excited about ministry and confident, and then they take that back home or wherever God wants them to go. We also have an intern program. I'm going to call Caleb Zook up. He is a former intern. He was there from September of 2020 to May of 2021. And just let him share a couple minutes how the MTC impacted him. Caleb, what would you like to share this evening?
Hey, everybody. Yes, my name is Caleb Zook, and I was in New York City from September of 2020 to May of 21. It was a very good time. The internship broadened my horizons a lot. I feel like I went to New York just a country boy from Oregon, and I left New York still a country boy from Oregon at heart, but this time with a much broader view of the world, a lot bigger view of what was out there and what the opportunities were, how God might use me in his kingdom. One of the big themes from my time in New York was transferring head knowledge to heart knowledge. There were some simple ways that happened. Like, for example, you know, I'd read books on evangelism. I had, you know, studied, taken classes on evangelism, but I felt like I couldn't actually get out there and talk to people. It was very hard to get over that fear. Going to New York, very practical. You know, they gave you tips, they encouraged you, they mentored you along, sent you out with somebody else, right? So you had someone to share your embarrassment with. But yeah, just that theme of transferring the head knowledge I had about evangelism into heart knowledge. Team relationships, seeing that modeled was very beneficial for me. However, I think one of the biggest things for me was experiencing the love of God. Because I knew in my head, Christians are supposed to have lives full of meaning and purpose, and they're supposed to know the love of God, right? And I feel like it was in New York where I first experienced that for real in my life, where I could really say, hey, this is something that I've felt and I've experienced. So, in summary, I feel I was invested in as much as I served, and I received as much as I gave. So I would say that the internship is an awesome opportunity, and I've been blessed to be a part of it. Thank you.
Thanks, Caleb. It was a blessing to me to watch Caleb grow in the time that he was there. In the 9 months that he was there, he really blossomed as a young man, and proud to call him my friend. Thanks, Caleb. I called him up here. I let him know about 45 minutes before the service. I was like, oh, by the way, would you be willing to do this? So thanks, Caleb, for being willing to do that on short notice. Some needs that we do have at the MTC, and then I'll give you some prayer points which will include this. We're still looking for an older couple that can help with mentoring, teaching, debriefing, would also live there and serve as house parents. Ideally, this couple would have cross-cultural experience, but church leadership experience would be huge as well. Being able to speak out of the experiences they have to the students that are coming. We're also looking for a younger couple to lead the intern and WOW programs. Seth and Heather Lehman are transitioning off the team in June of this year. And we haven't been able to find someone to take their place yet, so you can pray with us for that. Because of them transitioning off the team, we're not going to be offering our summer intern team, and this internship is just going to be on hold until we can get someone to lead that. Some ways that you can pray. 3 points. First of all, that God would be glorified and that his kingdom would be built as we continue to prepare workers for ministry. This is really why the MTC exists. It's why missions exist, is so God gets more glory. So pray that God would be glorified. Pray that we would have, as a team, that we would have creativity to continue to make the training relevant as ministry changes over the years. I think it's changed from 40 years ago or 30 years ago, and to try to keep the training relevant to the current needs of the students that are coming. So pray with us as a team for that, and pray that God would provide the right staff to join our team. I'm not stressing about that. I'm like, God will send the right people when he wants, when he's ready for the right people to come, and we'll try to be patient in the meantime. But thank you again so much for your investment in the MTC. Thank you for your prayers. We ask that you keep on praying for us. So may God bless you all.